Blog Talk Radio.
Doesn't matter, the sun won't shine today.
butterflies won't come out to play. I see the petals on the rose all blown away. But it don't matter long as I know you're here. Just stay. Stay by my side through the good times and the bad times. Stay in my corner on the good days and the bad days. Just stay. I see the colors on the rainbow fade away, and the pretty blue skies turn gray. No melodies from the three little birds today. It don't matter long as I know you're here. Just stay. Stay by my side. Just stay. You see, the end of the world could be coming near. I won't shed a tear. Oh no, as long as you're there. Turn on the radio, I see the bomb in the world away. So much hate today, love seems so far away. Poverty's taking so many lives away. It don't matter as long as I know you're here. Just stay. Stay by my side through the good times and the bad times. Stay in my corner on the good days and the bad days, yeah. Just stay.
Mellow around here, man.
We back again. Lenny Williams in the house, y'all. Now, I know it's a lot going on out there, but we got some for you.
Yeah. Come on now. Somebody's been playing, but this ain't a game. Got the whole world caught up, but no one wants to blame. Anyway, what difference does it make? We're all in it
together.
So let's join hands and heal this land before it's too late. It's a good time for love.
Somebody needs
it. It's a good time for love.
Somebody needs
it. It's a good time for love.
So let's stop caring.
It's a good time for love.
Give
it
all you can.
Listen. A young mother, she's on the
front line
trying to save a soul while there's still time. But at home, she got kids of her own. She's worried, don't wanna pass it on. Despite the danger, she comes her fears, not knowing if next week she'll be here. She's giving
love
the best way she can. So everybody, please join hands. It's a good time for love.
Somebody needs it.
It's a good time for love.
Somebody needs it.
It's a good time for love.
just wanna tell you that I just wanna be your lover, because of everything that you are to me and everything you do for me.
Sugar,
you keep holding on, and I don't see nothing wrong, but I can't figure out why you're loving me. You give me so much love.
Never ever love her like this. Never ever ever love her like this. Never ever ever love her like this. cool. Make you wanna hut two, three, four. Marching for the people, we observe the lethal words the chief is serving while he's swerving to beat our people. And we can't find those equal rights, so we keep fever sick and tired. We keep kneeling while we under fire. Yeah, they keep blazing, busting like the Fruitvale Station. Brazen disregard for these lives. Stop complaining, you ruining my pay vacation. This guy, I shoot off at the lip cause I miss love. Wish it was what it should be, but it's like a poor kid Christmas. Man, I love love, ain't seen it in a long time. Can I hold on my own, trying to get by? I remember love when it was what it should be. God, let's get back to what we could be.
And I know we'll love first. We'll be blessed in a curse. In our hearts lies a thirst for His love.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, why it up when you can,
You ready, homie? Hip-hop.
Hit the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the homie Flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio.
Now we're kicking in.
Let's get them.
Oh, yeah, man. Welcome to True West Radio, Mad Monday. It's your boy DJ Headlove. I am in the building with Mr. Everywhere, and our special guest tonight, Climax, is here, Miss Cheryl Cooley. Welcome to the truth. Hello. We got Cheryl Cooley.
I'm here. And how you doing? I'm here.
Hey, friend, how you been?
Oh, doing good, doing good. Yeah.
Man, we've been keeping up with you ladies for years and years, man. For a lot of people that don't know, this is the longest running female band on earth.
Oh, wow. Thanks. Thanks for keeping up with us. I
most definitely.
That.
You know, I became a fan at such a young age. So how's it been going, though? How's it been going? I see y'all been keeping real busy, doing a lot of shows lately. So how's it been?
We just got back from Fresno, California, and Oakland, California this past weekend. We got a little bit of pause right now until late May or early June, I think. We're going to be in, somewhere else in California. I can't think of it. I have so many shows. I had to look at my calendar. But, we're going to be in Santa Monica, California on the 17th of June for the Juneteenth celebration.
Okay. Now, for y'all, I mean, for you ladies, I know it gets real tiring because y'all do a lot of traveling. At what point did you say, let's not do this show? Have y'all ever felt like that at any point, where you're just so tired you can't make it to the next one, or?
It's about the fans. It's about the people coming to the shows and, you know, paying their hard-earned money. They want to see a show, and we want to honor that. So there's never really a time where it's like, I just don't want to do this show. Yeah, we may be a little tired, but, you know, I mean, we're there to entertain our fans, and we have a lot of fun on stage. So there's never a time when we just say, oh, no, we're just not going to do it, you know. I mean, unless there's some, you know, personal appointment that one of us has to make, like a wedding or something. But we're enjoying, you know, performing and traveling. We have rest time, and then we have some travel time, but we're really having a lot of fun out there performing. It's great.
So tell me, how is this new album going? What's the name of the new album, and how is it going?
Well, you know, it's a little pause right now since we're doing so many live shows. We really don't have a title for it. We're still, you know, putting more material on it. It's interesting because the industry, I guess, right now, or the fans are almost more interested in EPs where it's just four songs as the whole album. But, you know, we're going to put as much music on there as we can. In a timely fashion, but we're working on some new stuff, and we'll see how it all comes out soon.
Now, how many members of the group are original members?
Oh, just me.
And I thought that. I was like, yeah, she is the original member in the group, lead guitarist. And I've seen your solo performance. You really know how to pick that guitar for real. It just seems so fun when you do it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing guitar, you know, most of my life. It's my second nature. And, I enjoy playing guitar. I actually enjoy playing guitar more than writing and singing. I mean, playing guitar for me is just so second nature, and I've done it for so long. I just really, you know, enjoy it. I enjoy being on stage and playing for the fans, and it's funny when somebody says, you make it look so effortless, and when I'm on stage in my head, I'm like, oh, I gotta hit that note right, oh, I missed that one, oh, I'm going too fast, you know, so many calculations going on in my head, and somebody will say, oh, you just make it look so effortless, and I'm thinking, oh, if you only knew.
you really do, I'm like, she's just going down through that with it. I mean, I love to see the performances. I watched a few performances that y'all done recently. You know, I went on YouTube, and, you know, I always follow up and, you know, follow those shows and things. And y'all are really giving the people the business. I mean, this climax takes nothing away from new, but y'all are so energetic now.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody has so much energy.
Yeah. I mean, we're just having fun. We're having fun on stage. And you know, the crowd gives us energy and we return the energy. You know, it's like a marriage on stage, you know, with us and the fans. And, you know, we just enjoy doing it for them, being there and partying with them, you know?
Right, right. Now, on the business side, is it hard keeping up with show dates, bookings, and stuff of that nature? Since you mainly do all of that yourself with the booking and everything. Is that a challenge, really, with trying to balance everything that you do?
Well, you know, I do have, you know, an assistant, someone that helps me with the bookings and keeping the calendar straight. But, you know, we get different contracts and bookings from a lot of different, you know, people, booking agents, promoters, festivals. You know, shows can come at us just about at any level. And it's just about, you know, is our calendar open for those particular dates? So luckily, you know, we have a lot of connections and contacts out there where people know how to find us. You know, of course, go to our website, klimaxx.com, KLYMAXX.com. And, you know, there's booking information there. So, yeah, I do have to have an assistant because there's a lot going on. I mean, there's the performance part, there's the booking of the travel, the contracts, the negotiations. So I do have a staff that helps me, and also I have a production manager that takes care of all of the music equipment and all the things that have to happen on stage for us to give a good show. I wear a lot of hats, yes, but I also have a great staff that supports me and helps me in a lot of different areas. And I think anybody out there, you know, doing it out in the music industry and doing live shows, you know, they should have some sort of assistance or, you know, somebody that they can just bounce ideas off of. So, you know, maybe they're not thinking things through, and sometimes talking to somebody can give them a different perspective, some of the plans and ideas that they have for their career. So it's always great to have a support staff anytime you're doing live music and tours.
Right, right. As long as you've been in the game, has a movie ever crossed your mind about making a movie about Klimaxx and maybe a book or something coming up in the future?
You know, a few people have asked us about it. You know, I mean, it's an idea. You never know. I mean, I'm not close to the idea, so anything could open up at any time.
That's wonderful. I mean, you know, I could see it in format, you know, that would be a great story to tell, because a lot of people don't know the different woes that the females have to face in the game. And as long as y'all been faced with it, y'all have always overcame and brought greatness to the world of music. Do y'all mentor any younger kids as far as younger girl groups that may be interested in learning how to play the instruments, how to just come together and sing as a group?
No, not yet. But, you know, I mean, we're into sharing information. And a lot of times, you know, some new artists or, you know, independent artists that are out there, you know, they'll ask us, you know, how things happen for us or how to do something. And we're definitely into, you know, sharing information. I mean, one of the things that I always encourage any independent artist, any new artist out there is, you know, definitely learn how to read a contract. You know, even if you have to have a lawyer, at least read it so you know what your options are. You know, save money. I can't say that enough. Put some money aside. I don't know, make yourself 10% savings like you do at church, but you got to put money aside because, you know, there's times where there's, you know, dry times when your shows are not coming in or your residuals are not coming in. So you got to set money aside and budget so that you, you know, have a comfortable living situation. And, you know, take care of your health. You got to go to the doctor. You got to make sure your health is up to par, because when you're on the road, you're not eating right, you're not sleeping right, and you've got to be healthy to be out there to sustain your performance schedule. So, I mean, those are the most important things: your finances, knowing how to read your contractual agreements, and your health. I mean, it's just those things are so important to be able to sustain yourself for decades. I mean, don't just think of you're doing your craft for, you know, 5 years. You know, think of it as a lifetime agreement with yourself to constantly benefit from your talent. You know, I mean, that's the way your creativity needs to express is to be able to have the avenue and the time and space to express itself. So make sure all your ducks are in a row, as they say.
Right. I'd like to give my correspondents time to ask questions. I don't want to ask all of them. I know they hear King Scratch and Mr. Everywhere. If y'all have anything, I'm going to give y'all a chance to, you know, chime in. We have Cheryl Cooley on the show. Climax is here.
Okay. This is Mr. Everywhere, and I want to give you your flowers while you're here. One of the biggest fans of Climax, it was two groups that I could put records on back in the days, and that was Atlantic Star and Climax, and play them back to front to back.
Oh, thank you.
I miss you. That was my jam.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks.
And I did owe that. My next thing that I need to say, this is King Scratch. Can I get a job? Y'all need a DJ?
Well, you know what? I'm not gonna say we don't. So you know, hey, hit me up on the social media. Send me a message on our website. You know, send me some info. Send me contact info. Let me know.
Yeah, I used to be DJ for NWA and Tupac.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Candyman and Tone Loc. So yeah,
wow.
You know, I got a little history.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The big
yeah,
DJ.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I can put some scratching on meeting in the ladies' room.
That's right. There you go.
Remixes. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
I can see it all, man. I mean, it's just so wonderful to have, you know, have her here, such good spirits and everything. I've been knowing Cheryl for a while, and she's always been looking good, you know, a great motivator.
You know, and it's the second time she's been on the show. I think it was like, what, 5 years ago she was on the show or more?
Mm-hmm. 5 years
ago. I think it was about 5 years ago she was on the show. But we appreciate you coming through and, you know, blessing us with your presence.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
You know, that's wonderful. Second time around. I didn't want to see it the other way. But anyway, you know, I'm just glad that you came back through, and we appreciate you. We always love your music, you know, and I still need that job, so I'm going to hit you up.
Okay, yeah, hit me up. Sure.
Now, we've got new songs from Climax here. Tell us about Four Women and Lovin'.
Okay, so the song Four Women is, you know, like a woman's anthem, inspiration, talking about, you know, women in all sorts of walks of life. And, you know, kind of the same frame of what all the other Climax songs have been about, you know, women being inspired to be independent and, you know, making their own path in their careers. And then another song called Love Me, you know, it's about, you know, even though women are independent and making their own careers, they also still need love and support, too. So the two kind of go together.
Most
that's
definitely
real.
They do. And they are great songs. We're about to jump into them. And then when we come back with more Ms. Cheryl, we're going to get that contact information again for y'all. And let her give a shout-out. But right now, we're going to jump into these two tracks. Four Women and Love Me. We're going to do them back-to-back tonight, baby. It's Climax's new jam. Let's go.
True West.
Test of time.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades. specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
Hip-hop lives. You ready, homie? Hip-hop.
Hit the club. All the hip-hop is right here.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This is Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Oh, yeah, and we're back in the building with the legendary Cheryl Cooley of Climax here tonight. Mr. Buddha Ali, Mr. King Scratch, and Mr. Everywhere in the building also as well. Those were two wonderful jams right there. Man, y'all really got some nice work going on. I can't wait to hear more from you guys. You know what? Something I've never heard. Have y'all ever done a feature with anyone else?
No, not yet.
Wow.
Okay, that's my job, too. No,
okay.
I had to get it out there. I had to get it out there. I knew you was going to jump on it. I had to get it out there. That's wonderful. That's bizarre that y'all been around almost, what, 30-something years?
Yeah.
Would it be somebody you guys would want to do a collab with?
Oh, wow. I mean, I'm open. I never really thought about it. You know, I don't know. I'm open for suggestions.
Like M. Vogue and, you know, somebody like that, you know, around in the same era, if you guys did like a little collaboration together.
Yeah, definitely.
That would be a good collaboration.
Let me get on the phone, man. I'm going to make this happen.
Boy, look at here. You just never know
what I Charlie Wilson and Climax.
Yeah.
I wish I did have your Vogue number. I'd have been calling them every day. They'd be put a restraining order out on me.
Oh, yeah.
Let me somebody named Keith Scratch be calling me every day. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I talked to him once, but I don't know. He's just been tripping ever since.
Wow.
Nah, but that would be cool, you know, like if you guys, master with somebody like that and actually did something to where, because, you know, a lot of times when that type of thing happens, it's always like some award show. And they might be given, like, you know, some kind of, a tribute to, you know, somebody, you know, who's passed on or something like that.
Yeah.
But they never really do it, just because. It'll just be a good song, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think that would be real nice.
Yeah, cool.
Let me see if I'm going to get involved on the phone. I'm going to stop tripping.
Just out of curiosity, how many award shows have you all performed for?
Not that many. Maybe a couple, but, you know, nothing like the Grammys or anything like that. But we have been on a couple of award shows.
Okay.
As far as performing or getting awards?
Actually, both, yeah. I mean, we've gotten a couple of awards. We hang them in our rehearsal room. We have our own little rehearsal spot that we, you know, hang out in. It's It's got a sound system, a disco ball, a bar.
Oh, wow.
What a high wing is it?
Yeah, some high wing, some nachos.
Yeah, all of that.
Anytime women get together, they got some covered dishes coming. Who makes the
man.
Mashed potato salad in the group?
Now, see, that's the next question. When can we pop in? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, we have rehearsal every Wednesday. So any Wednesday you want to pop in, we'll be there.
Oh, okay. And you in L.A.?
Yeah.
Aha. I'm in L.A. Y'all in Texas.
You ain't in L.A. You in the outskirts.
Well, I'm 2 hours away. I live in Barstow.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm from L.A., but, yeah, see, I'm closer. See, I go down there a couple of hour drive. I'm up in there.
Yeah.
With my selfies.
Yeah.
Right on.
Y'all can't do it.
But guess what, though? Just never know.
Yeah.
Well, I know because I'm 2 hours away. I know.
Yeah, I missed them. They had, I think y'all performed with, who was that, Cameo and I think the Daz Band and Cameo or...
Mars Day and the Time.
I think it was in Tennessee. Y'all performed, was it last year?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Wow. Yep. I mean, we've been doing a lot of shows. It's almost like I have to look at the past calendar to remember, you know, some of the places that we've been. Because, you know, once we get the car, we jump on the plane and go, you know.
And that's the beauty of it, that by all of you all being ladies and being able to just pick up and go when need to, that's something that some of these men can't do.
Oh, wow.
Okay, you know. I got this is a question for me because you know what happened to me on a couple of shows. Have there ever been a time when you just had a bad show?
Oh wow! Our biggest thing is, it's not so much the show is bad, but the monitor system. We always wind up, you know, I don't want to say always, because the last couple of times we've had some pretty good sound monitor system. But, you know, what we hear on stage is not what is heard out in the house sometimes. And it does affect our playing if we don't, you know, hear a right mix for our performance. The more groups that are on the show, the more likely our monitor mix is not going to be that great.
Right.
Which, you know, you kind of understand. But I will admit, you know, kind of undercover, there's sometimes, you know, some of the guys that are in production, they want to do a little sabotage thing. I'm going to say that out loud because it does happen.
Yes, you can say it because I know it.
Yeah. And that's unfortunate because, you know, it hurts the audience more so than anybody else. Because, I mean, we're going to be on point on our game. We rehearse enough so that even if we don't hear somebody's part, we already know what's going to happen or what's supposed to happen in that spot. So we're gonna give a good show no matter what. But, you know, it's unfortunate when we don't have a good monitor mix for our ability to really mix well and blend well with each other and give the audience a good show. But, you know, we're going to do our best. We're going to put our best foot forward because it's not the audience's fault. They came there to support, pay their money to see a good show, and that's what we're going to always give them, is a good show.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to be totally honest with you, there's been some shows that we've done back in the days, you know, when we was like, you know, Not ourselves now, but been a whole lot of sound people that got beat up.
Wow.
I'm just saying. I mean, I'm being totally honest with you. It was some sound people that was really messing up. So you know what we wind up doing was we bring our own automated board.
Yeah.
And we would just plug. plug straight up into the house. So
yeah,
we the one that's controlling the whole deal. We don't have to worry about them. Y'all don't touch nothing. Just plug this board up into the house, and we'll do everything else.
Yep.
That kept a whole lot of people from getting beat up. Because I wasn't doing the beating, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, the other people was doing the beating, but I'm just saying that, you know, I ain't going to incriminate myself on the radio station, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to, you know, I'm staying away from all that. I'm just saying that it did happen a couple of times because, you know, that's the reason when they say, oh, you got to go to sound check. Okay.
Yeah.
So you go to sound check, but you got 5 or 6 other artists that's performing. So what's the sound check about if you don't know, you know, where our level's supposed to be? They're supposed to be right here. That's sound check. Okay, now, if back in the days they didn't have automation to where you could just save it, and when you come up, everything come up the right way. So they really had to mark everything down to where, you know, all the microphones, mic 1, mic 2, mic 3, all
the
rest of that thing like that. Yeah, they supposed to have everything, you know, marked up. So how you going to give me somebody else's settings? Oh, then you got to turn my mic up a little bit.
Yeah.
Turn my mic down a little. See, that's the thing that's what people used to get beat up. You know, but we in the rap world, so we was in the rap world, so that's kind of what it was back then.
The best thing invented was that feedback destroyer. You could walk right there in front of the speaker now, and the damn thing wouldn't squeal or do anything. So that's been the best deal is that feedback destroyer, and then the in-ear monitors is a game changer.
But, you know, sometimes they had a whole lot of amateurs in the back. You know, you had people that was good, but then they was lazy. They wasn't paying attention. They probably been on a little sauce or something, you know, and they just make your show sound bad.
Yeah.
You know, the worst case scenario that I seen was Mary J. Blige was at the Soul Train Awards performing. And I looked under the stage, and that green light was on, and then it went red, and she started cracking, and that was her goddamn vocal, you know. It's like the auto-tune deal that they had, you know, for artists that they do. And that summer gun went red, and she started cracking. I said, whoever that sound man is, he's over with. You just don't do that with Don Cornelius at a Soul Train event. And that summer gun, rest in peace, Don. But I know whoever was that sound man that night got fired. I don't know if somebody tripped over the wires in the back or what.
Mhm. Yep.
Well, that's why they made, you know, you got the sound check. And see, nowadays it's a little easier because most of the boards are automated. So you go up there and you do your sound check. All you gotta do is name it, and when you come up there, climax, bam, and all of the stuff come up the way it's supposed to.
Yeah. I actually like it. You know, they have the tablets now, so you can actually use a tablet and control your soundboard. Like how I got my studio, I can use my tablet to do all the volumes, the effects, cut them on, cut them off from across the room.
Yeah.
That's the blessing, so.
No, I got to be at the board. That's all I'm talking about. Because I gotta be able to make sure whatever we doing is getting right and sound, you know, A1 versus... I go too far, and then my tablet don't make everything work, and I got to run over there to the board anyway.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Most definitely. Well, we really appreciate you for being on the show with Ms. Cheryl, taking time out to give us a little bit of you. If you would, give everyone your contact information, how they can get in touch with the group. And we definitely want to keep pushing your music, so... When y'all release that new, send it to me. We'll do what it do.
Okay, yeah. I definitely invite your listeners to check out our website, climax.com. That's KLYMAXX.com. We're on Instagram at Climax Music, Facebook at Climax Music, Twitter, it's just Climax, K-L-Y-M-A-X-X. And every once in a while, I'm lurking around on that, I forgot the TikTok, but, you know, I'm just lurking. I'm just watching. I don't do much posting on it. I mean, there's a lot of good information on there, so, you know. But, yeah, I mean, all of our social media is there on the website. I definitely invite your listeners to please sign up for our newsletter and our calendar, you know, that tells where we're going to be in their vicinity. There's a button there. You can sign up for our newsletter. And I promise I won't be sending them out every day. You know, I only really send them out, you know, once a month or when our calendar is going to be changing. But I appreciate you having me on your show here and playing our songs. I thank you so much for, you know, supporting us and, you know, keeping the music alive, keeping the Climax legacy alive. I appreciate that so much.
And I'm going to show up on one of them Wednesdays. So
okay.
They're going to be like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to come on down there, King Scratch. I'll be like, hey, somebody named King Scratch at the door. Don't get me arrested.
Y'all let me know the next show that y'all have with Sky, I'm going to be in the building.
Okay. Yeah.
That was my two favorite groups, Sky and Climax. That was my two favorite groups.
Oh,
a female.
Nice.
Yeah, that was my groups.
Yeah.
And Stacey Ladislaw was my favorite. Stacey Ladislaw, that was my little crush. I wasn't about 7 years old, her and Johnny Gill and all that, but that was my crush every time Stacey come on the TV screen.
it's something to that. We right here on Tours Radio. I'm saying, check this out. We gonna get up out of here and pay some bills. We gotta pay a few bills because the show must go on. You know what I'm saying? We're having a good time tonight. I want to thank Cheryl Cooley for being here. King Scratch, Miss Everywhere, don't y'all go nowhere. Don't turn that down. We're gonna hit that Love Me one more time on the way out of the circumstances. Let's go, baby. We having fun.
If you love me, take me by the hand and show me. Put a ring on it and let me turn it.
Girl, you know I love you, always be there for you, support you and adore you, cause you are my best friend, you are my best friend. Girl, you know I love you, always be there for you, support you and adore you, cause you are my best.
Babe, I'll be right there for you. When you come home from work, I'll have dinner prepared for two. You ain't gotta worry about them other dudes. I'm a triple boss boy, plus a lover too. And you ain't gotta seek no attention, cause I'm a kiss and squeeze and smoke.
Girl, you know I love you, always be there for you, support you and adore you, cause you are my best.
Take you out on a date, you can have anything, I just wanna make sure you straight. If you believe in me, I believe in you, I got your back, you got me too. Triple boss voice regulating, speaking the truth. Triple boss voice regulating, speaking the truth.
I love you, always be there for you, support you and adore you, cause you are my best.
Gonna see the models cost money, but the hood rats are free. They looking so good, I can't keep them crashing. I'm not drunk, baby, but thank you for asking. If they don't go to the park, I'm going anyway. I throw a real house party like I was kidding play. And when the shit pops off, it happens every day. You come to Crenshaw where I stay. I love LA.
Long Beach, Watsandina, beaches on Sunday.
In the city, we deeper than the abyss. Stacking money to the ceiling is high as cannabis. We throw off butter, bread and grits. We like chicks with voluptuous lips and fast cars. Here you know they like to make love to stars. Closest I'ma get to prison is 16 bars. So if the cops try to stop us and the car ain't ours, I'ma step on the pedal, I blast the Mars. I'm driving.
driving, no liquor, rolling more thicker. Your car run fast, my car run quicker. When you count your money from 6 to 8 figures, better watch your back for these haters and gold diggers. Out here they call me Indian Chief, lots of dough. Forget your man, he ain't got to know. Isn't this great? Your flight leaves at 8, my flight lands at 9 in LA, we unwind.
Down Long Beach, why take me the beaches on Sunday? Club on Sunday, good life kick me, man, I love that day.
Think that life was straight. I used to hang out in a project, stay up late. Some people, they make money, do whatever it takes. And I was thinking, I ain't even trying to push no way. I learned real from fake, I learned stress from shake. It's a real thin line between love and hate. This is why I wake up early so I don't be late. For the opportunities and the choices I make. All of the rat chicks like stars with cars. All the good time pieces like rich rap stars. Every brother that I meet with like 16 bars. Over anybody take so they could just take start. I'm searching for better days, I'm working for better pay. I need to change my life or go back to my old ways. I remember kicking it back in the old days. Life moves slow, we listen to OJs. Smoke J's late at night inside of the hallways. And girls wear fresh new perms and finger waves. High heel boots, coach bags to match. South Central girls make a real good catch. Only real ballers attract bras with big faces. Big dogs take big trips to Oasis. Take the blue pill, we'll get out of the matrix. You know what's going down today. I love L.A.
Long Beach, Long Beach, why take me the beaches on Sunday? On Sunday, good life kick me, man, I love L.A.
Fireworks.
That's fact, nigga.
My track record, better fact check it. I was counting up, she got ass naked, so face first to my midsection.
Legit,
I've been rocking, I've been popping,
I've been
drop topping from whip whopping, I've been.
You see it, nigga.
Moving weight, now I'm hella straight, I've been.
You see it, nigga.
Counting wild while I'm getting top, I've been. I've been rockin', I've been poppin',
I've been
drop stoppin' from whip whoppin', I've been.
You see it, nigga.
Moving weight now, hella straight, I've been.
You see it, nigga.
Counting wild while I'm getting top, I've been.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
West Coast for life.
It's not just where I'm from, it's a lifestyle to me. I represent West Coast, South Central, LAC. In this industry, before some orders started walking, towards take this paper before some orders started talking. Call me Icon King, scratch fingers twisted. Prince on the record or a microphone fisted. Enlisted in this game with my intentions to win. The West Coast been off the map for more than 10. Because they don't believe in us. Putting us down cause we cuss. Driving by, they continue to bust. Artists out of town coming up off that bullshit. Every season, 1, 2, 3 is making hits. Quit, I can't deny it. Sesame Street kids are buy it. We make songs that might start a riot. It don't matter, this is West forever. Any other place, I'm just scared of the weather.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
West Coast for life.
I've been around ever since the West started popping. Texas gangsta music and the East was hip hopping. Taboo to put bad words on the song. Self-destruction said we was doing rap all wrong. Now everybody doing things we already done. Everybody wants to bang, everybody got the gun. Do what you do, but the West said it first. If we wasn't blackballed, things would be a lot worse. No new orders, getting deals over here. Went from first place to bringing up the rear. A whole nother year, same faces in the game. Killer West, A&R, they the ones we got to blame. Because they want us sounding like somebody else. Sound like them other artists instead of being like ourselves. We might get paid if we rap like the South. I'm not trying to business on the West out my mouth.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
West Coast for life.
5 times the man, 10 times the artist. Call me Man of Steel, let's see who's the hardest. You softer than your mommy's breast, trying to rep the West. Took the prison but couldn't pass the test. Mental or physical, feels unaccepted. It's a line in the sand and y'all dudes overstepped it. It's getting kinda hectic and I'm about to snap. Since 1989 I've been all across the map. Kill that crap, kill that kill that beat, kill that noise. We got toys for you and your boys. Why would you step to this shit on the grass? It's yours, I'ma kick it straight out your ass. You can never last to get your teacher. 401, it's cool, key scratch without a feature. If I throw a dub, that's true. But you might be in trouble when you see me throw a two. I thought you knew.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
West Coast for life.
You see, you can't change me, cause I'ma be the West for life.
Westside for life.
shop.spatitup.com. Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades. Specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Starting them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Deal.
Yo, we back. On accident, but we back, you know what I'm saying? TrueS Radio Man Monday. Man, great show. We want to thank Climax for timing in with us tonight. Got King Scratch and Mr. Everywhere in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
There we are.
Man. And it seems
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to hold it to her giving me a job, though.
Well, don't forget Wednesday. Just maybe worth a 2-hour drive.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to make it down there one of them Wednesdays.
Yeah.
I ain't going to say this Wednesday, but I'm going to make it down there one.
That's live, man.
The way to say it, I miss you. That was the shit right there.
Yeah,
I miss you. It's so easy to say. Yeah, that used to be jamming, boy, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You had to put a meeting in the lady room, and then as soon as meeting in the lady room, come on, you put on that Midnight Star, no parking on the dance floor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing about it, see, back in the days, when I used to DJ, niggas used to put slow cuts on, you know what I'm saying? They don't do that shit no more.
Nah, they don't do that no more.
Mm-mm.
Niggas used to, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers used to be waiting for them slow jams to come on. You grab you somebody.
Man.
And get out there on the floor. Shit, nigga, I ain't heard a slow jam in, nigga, 100 years.
Right.
Not DJ'd at a party. You know what I mean? That used to be.
I always did it. I do like three songs back to back. I do three of them back to back.
Yup.
Motherfucker used to put on the International Lover.
Ooh, that was shit right there.
Nigga, when they put that shit on, nigga, everybody going to try to grab them a goddamn girl, nigga.
I put on that if you feel like loving me.
Them motherfuckers used to grab. They try to, because motherfuckers was already scoping out abroad already. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You
that
already
Joe,
scoping
y'all heard
out.
That Joe, somebody got to be on top.
Yeah.
Huh?
With your cocoa butter skin, I can't wait till I get in your body. Somebody's gotta be on top. That damn Joe boy, that was the shit. I put that on, and then if you in a meeting in my bedroom, oh man, I play them back to back. Oh man, shoot.
Joe wasn't around when I was DJing playing slow songs. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't even around. I know, International Lover. You put that shit on there, boy.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, that used to be the shit back in the day, nigga. Even in Uncle Jam's Army days.
Yeah.
You know, back in the early 80s, nigga. You throw that motherfucker on, boy. You done already been scoping out abroad the whole goddamn time.
Hell yeah.
So soon as the slow jam come on, that's when you go and pounce, nigga.
That Prince song, Do Me Baby, nigga, that too, nigga. Any of them slow Prince songs that you put on, nigga, it was on.
But yeah, that was me back then, nigga, when I was DJing, nigga. But Joe was out, nigga. There wasn't nobody slow dancing at all.
But you know what, though? The slow song that Prince did was always mesmerizing. Because you can really get a girl out of her, you know, out of her comfort zone real quick. One of them Prince songs.
Nigga, that was a pussy song, nigga. You was getting pussy off of that. Nigga, that's what it was, man. Nigga, I'm telling you, so, yeah, but now, nigga, you go to a club or, like, whatever, nigga, them motherfuckers don't do that no more. You don't play no slow songs. Everything is dancing and dancing and dancing. Motherfucker ever asked me to DJ a party again, I'm going to throw some slow shit on and see what happens.
Just to see what happens.
Yep. Next time I DJ a party, I'm just gonna throw on some shit. I'm gonna try something that nobody ain't never did in motherfucking 30 years. International Lover.
Yeah.
Yep. And the motherfuckers, I'm gonna see if they gonna get all on the flow. Motherfuckers gonna be like, what the fuck you doing? We don't slow dance no more. Y'all motherfuckers supposed to. That's the best time of the damn the party, my nigga.
Man, you know what? You done gave me an idea. I need to write a movie script called Slow Dance.
Mm-hmm. Nobody don't do that shit no more, bro. That shit used to be the nigga, because it was all, I don't give a damn. When I was younger, it was always like one brawl that I had my eye on. I couldn't wait for the, you know, wait for the slow dance to come on. So, I'd be talking to her, trying to talk to her, whatever. So, when the slow dance come on, nigga, as soon as I knew the slow dance was going to come on, nigga, I was standing close. I'd be like, hey, how you doing? You want to dance? Come on.
In the cut, champion.
Hell yeah, nigga. You sitting out there. Nigga, you scouting and probing, nigga.
That's what I'm going to write that movie script called Slow Dance. And like the uncle up there, nephew, man, y'all don't know how to party. Y'all all standing on the goddamn wall, all hard legs. You got all these fine mamma jammers off in here, and y'all ain't even slow dancing. Y'all dancing with each other. It's like, uncle, man, what you talking about? He going to walk up there and with an album. He's like, hey, man, throw this album on. He said, hey, man, we ain't got no record player. Man, he gonna reach in there. Well, here, man, I got it on thumb drive, man. Throw that joker on.
No, the thing about it is it'll have to be back in the old days first.
Oh, new days. He telling the new school,
I'm
man.
Just saying, the way it started will have to be back in the old days when niggas did throw the slow jams on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then you go into today. So it'll be like, you know, it just be flipping back and forth how motherfuckers used to, nigga, be at a party and the shit be jamming the shit. Then they throw on the slow cut.
That would have been all right, but see, I was going to start off like the uncle's like, man, that's what's wrong with y'all. Y'all run around talking about the ops. After ops, when we came up, man, we were grabbing on some booties. Y'all just run around with ski masks on talking about the ops, worried about the ops. He like, oh, man, Unc, you don't know what you talking about, man. Man, shoot. I used to have all the women. Man, you think you can pull a woman? Shoot, man, I'm the baddest thing around since Greyhound left town, nephew. Where y'all going out to party at tonight? Oh, man, we going to club so-and-so. Let me see if my suit's still in the closet. Then he pull up, and then he like, man, he looking at all these dudes standing on the, sitting up there looking hard, got their bandanas on, want to be gangster. He looking at all the women. He like, man, these fools. You know, so he sit up there and take an album. He done brought an album to the club, like it's 1980s and shit. So he like, hey, put this album on, man. We don't wear out no record player, man. Well, here, man, play my thumb drive. I got it on thumb drive, and he hand him the thumb drive, and he start, what you call it? He start, got the slow jams on. He go pull a woman out there, and he start grabbing the women to dance with all the women. The nephew now looking at his homeboy, gangster homeboy, like, damn, Unc sitting up there pulled a bad motherfucker. He like, I told y'all, man, it's all about the slow dance. You see what I'm saying? And that'll just make all these youngsters like, man, you know what? We on the wrong mission. We worry about ours. We should be getting on some cookie. You know what I'm saying? That you know, you got to have that storyline to it.
That's a good idea, but I that's it flipping back and forth, man.
Mm-hmm.
From the 80s to now. Cause that's when that shit was jumping in the '80s, nigga. DJ Forty.
I'd like to have the uncle pull up in the old school with the steering knob on there. He step out and sit up there. Got the gators on.
Yeah, the old school to the new.
Where you going, Grandpa? He said, I got you, Grandpa. You keep your mouth going, I'm going to pull your bitch.
Hey,
dude,
yeah,
like, man, old school done went off on me. Mm-hmm. And have him right out there in the line, pull up with the steering knob on it like a 78 LTD. And he pull up the steering knob on a 72 LTD and pull up the steering knob. They like, man, where you going, Grandpa? Man, the nursing home that way. He said, shit. Keep running your mouth, I'm going to pull your bitch.
Wow.
That shit will be told.
Well, do your thing. That's a good-ass idea. Hell, that's the way we came up with 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The movie that I'm doing, because we was talking about what would you do if you had 2 weeks to live, and everybody was talking about what they would do. Shit. Y'all like, I'm making a movie off of this shit. Fuck that.
That's what I need to do with that slow dance. Just call, make this.
The motherfuckers won't understand that shit. I'm telling you, the next fucking party I DJ, I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna do something that ain't nobody did in years. And that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna throw on a slow song on that motherfucking ass. The first song's gonna be International Lover. Fuck it. You know, it's crazy because most of the, like, white folks, they play slow songs. You know what I mean? They ain't our type of shit, but most of the white folks, you go to a white folk party.
Yeah, they do, man. You'd be amazed. They'll throw a Tone Loc song on and play Tone Loc, and then next thing you know, it's true. Hey, Mr. DJ. Then next thing you know, they got a country song going on, and then I'm going to take my horse to shit, they throw it up, man.
The white folks is the only motherfuckers that still play slow music and they get out there and slow dance. The niggas ain't played a slow goddamn slow record in fucking 35 years.
Right. Yeah, I went to that club that Tone Loc, that was Coolio when he came to Texarkana. I wasn't there when he went, but I went to that club they sitting up there and they playing all kind of stuff. Because what they do is the black guys go there looking for the white girls, and the white girls go there looking for the black guys. And, you know, the other guys, the white guys, they just, you know, if they can find them a black girl, they happy. You know, so black girls go there for the white guys to buy them free drinks. So it's kind of a seesaw effect. So they were playing all kind of music. They playing Lil Wayne. I look up, they playing Lil Wayne, and they be playing four or five country songs. They you know, they playing Gucci. All white bricks. Oh, I'm like, what the hell? These boys got cowboy boots and cowboy hats on, and they dancing all white bricks, going around buying all the black girl drinks. And then the black girls, they go get their drink on until about 12, and they leave there and go to Mr. D's.
Hell yeah, I'm gonna put that shit on my Facebook. I'm gonna be like, when the last time you went to a party or a club and they played a slow song? Motherfuckers gonna be like, oh my god, the older cats is getting ready to be like, shit. The younger cats gonna be like, never. I guarantee you, them motherfuckers getting ready to be like, them motherfuckers ain't, the young motherfuckers, anybody under 30 ain't never heard no slow song in a party or a club or whatever. Oh, nigga, don't go under 20, nigga. That shit is unheard of.
For real.
Yeah, they already in the second quarter? Damn, the game came on. Okay, yeah.
What, you watch the Laker game?
Yeah.
Yep, me too, nigga. You know I'm on it. I just ain't been
screaming. Yeah, I'm waiting on, Miami waiting on whoever.
You should have sent me my link.
I was trying to find the old links that I used to have. Them motherfuckers don't work no more.
Oh, yeah?
No, they don't even work no more. And this motherfucker's on TNT. That's just a regular-ass shit. Now, if you go to...
Fire stick. You ain't got Fire Stick?
No, I just got Wi-Fi TVs.
Get Fire Stick, man. You get that Fire Stick and get everything.
Yeah, he's got the Wi-Fi.
I'm going to tell you, because the shit is on TNT. You might not want to do it tonight. But what you do is they give you like a 7-day trial to where you don't have to pay. So like the next game, you just, like, if you want to see the game tomorrow, because we're going to have another game what's today? We're going to have another one on Wednesday. So tomorrow, just go and get the TNT app. You probably got to put your card number in there, but you got 7 days to watch the shit for free and then just cancel that shit.
Uh-huh.
Because all of the games...
Fire Stick, man. It get you a $20 Fire Stick.
Mm-hmm.
I got fiber. See, I got YouTube TV and Netflix, but I got the Fire Stick also. So some stuff that I don't get on Fire Stick, I get on YouTube TV. So,
yeah.
But my Fire Stick, I got something called Cody on there, so I can watch all of the movies and everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was going to program that, but mine was tripping, and I told her I know how to program it where they can't track you with your IP address. So.
Them motherfuckers ain't gonna track you. You ain't gotta get no VPN or nothing like that. Them motherfuckers ain't caring about that shit. Them motherfuckers, you just fuck around and watch what you wanna watch. Shit. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, shit. Them motherfuckers ain't getting ready to come and get you for that shit. It's a billion other motherfuckers doing worse shit than what doing that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers ain't getting ready to fuck with you. Now, I call you and let you know, I'll be like, damn, them motherfuckers can't even got me because I've been watching the illegal shit on my Fire Stick.
Shit, that's how they got Omni with the Hellcat. Shit, that motherfucker got to have $25 million. He was selling all them Fire Sticks.
But see, the thing about the Fire Sticks is once you you know, you go and blast in fire stick, sometimes them motherfuckers go out. You know what I mean? Not the actual fire stick itself, but the program that you put on there.
Mm-hmm.
It go out. That's the only reason why I haven't been selling them. I've been selling the fuck out of these motherfuckers. But they go out, and then they start calling, yo, man, my motherfucking fire stick went out. I don't know what the fuck going on.
Right.
And then people don't know how to do it. But the only thing, if you get a fire stick, all you got to do is go to this website called TroyPoint.com, and they'll show you what to do. And as long as you do whatever they say, follow their directions, you can do it to damn self. So if they go out, you can just redo it if you want to.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Troy Point.
Buddha Ali.
Zone 24 TV, others never see Buddha. See, I never get that shit right. I thought I had it.
The world's most dangerous radio on Blog Talk.
Oklahoma.
True West Radio.
Danger! Boom, 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 danger!
Yeah.
Hopefully these son of a bitches, they better win.
So who winning right now?
They neck and neck.
It's 29-26. The Warriors up right now.
Oh, yeah? Who y'all going for?
Wow,
it don't matter. I'm Miami. I'm Miami Heat, so we waiting on them. We finna flush New York this week.
Yeah, them motherfuckers, New York motherfuckers, is mad than a motherfucker.
That Brunson is a bad man. That motherfucking Brunson is a bad man. That joke is bad.
He's tight. He's tight.
I don't even know where he from. This is my first time seeing him this year. He bad.
No, I've been watching him the whole season. That motherfucker been going crazy, bro. That nigga got hurt. He went out for a while. He came back. And that nigga started going wild. He like low-key hurt right now. But he be up there going crazy, bro. But it wasn't enough for Miami. Them motherfuckers got... Them motherfuckers back against the wall. That's what we trying to do over here with the Lakers. We need to beat their ass tonight.
Yeah, y'all better, because y'all don't. It's going to be like Sacramento.
I keep on telling motherfuckers they need to just put me on the squad one day. I'll be looking at Steph Curry. I'll go break his fucking leg. Be like, all right, now we got one of them motherfuckers out the way. They throw me out the game.
Yeah, boy, I wish I could still play, boy. I remember them days.
Niggas gotta have a Dirty Mackers. Them niggas don't have no Dirty Mackers on their team. I think every goddamn basketball team and every football team just need that. Not, I ain't gonna say Dirty Mackers. I'm just gonna say the motherfucker that just don't take no shit. Because every time you get one of them motherfuckers on your team, you know what I'm saying? They talk shit and, you know, all that. It's always a good-ass team. And in the Lakers, it ain't nobody that talk no shit. Not like back in the days when they had Ron Artest.
Yeah.
Nigga, when they had Dennis Rodman and all that old type of shit, them motherfuckers was... They make motherfuckers scared. Yeah. You need always need a shit talker on your team. Somebody that somebody scared of.
Yeah.
Not scared of, but you know, just like the Warriors, they got Draymond Green on that motherfucker. He always, you know, talking shit and getting technicals and all that shit. That's what you need on your team. You need one of them motherfuckers. Every team need one of them shit talking motherfuckers on their team.
Yeah. The sacrificer.
Yeah, nigga, I'll get this tech, nigga. I'm gonna get this tech, nigga. Fuck that.
Yeah,
shit. These motherfuckers, everybody nice and shit. We ain't got nobody on our team that's getting ready to be like, nigga, it's time to scrap, nigga. We ain't got no scrappers.
Yeah.
But it's all good, shit.
Hell yeah.
We gonna beat these niggas tonight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn. True West Radio.
What the fuck is that? Crazy. We got a guest for Friday night already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cut a man 100 grand is the guy's name. Yeah.
Well, I want to try to keep Wednesday open because I want this Lady Hustle to get on here.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's why I'm jumping across back and forth.
Yeah, I'm gonna make sure. I mean, I think she sent the songs. I gotta go and upload them. And she's from Bakersfield, California.
Okay.
She is fuck, Aaron. She rough as fuck, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
Most definitely.
She is rough. So, I'm gonna try to upload the songs like tomorrow, maybe even tonight. So they already be there, or I'll send them to you, and then you could check her out too.
Yeah, I do.
Beautiful show, y'all. Y'all had a great show tonight, man. I liked it, man. This is Buddha Ali's on 24 TV, man. Y'all had y'all shoulder pads on. Y'all blocked real good. Wouldn't let me in on the line. Couldn't get a question in.
<Uh-oh.
laughs> A lot of cupcakes was going down. A lot of cake was in the ball.
I was looking. Your damn, your line was open. Look, your line was open.
This
I could, your line was open. Now, if your big old cheek done hit the phone and put your shit on mute, that was on you. Your line was open the whole time.
Thank you. So he going down there Wednesday night. I hear you, big cuz. You head down every Wednesday. You going to pop up. They told you to come on with it.
That would be something nice, though. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, but that was a great show, man. Great interview. All y'all here with love, man. I like the music climax. Me and my wife was sitting back listening to it, everything. Y'all sound good. We listen to y'all online, so it was real. Y'all really on the XM style tonight. Y'all showed out. Talking about bow tie action, tuxedo game.
Well,
y'all had it playing.
Well,
they ready to do the two-step.
I think we be more, everybody is more in a tuxedo when somebody like that is on there, or if it's like, you know, somebody who's in gospel, or somebody in when the rappers is on there, we just out of control. You know, we gave them a whole lot. Everybody gave them a whole lot of respect when people like that jump on. You know what I mean? But when the rappers
jump on, we
just be everywhere.
Y'all did. It was a great interview. I asked them, man, it was very informative, man, to hear from the group Climax, who the ladies doing their things too. I remember I was on there one year, we haven't had them on there, so I had got to talk to them before, but it was great to hear from them again and check out their new stuff. And they're still doing them shows.
Show one time. She had a talk show.
That was like 4 or 5 years ago when she was on last time.
Yeah, that's what I say. I've been on here with it. Salute to y'all.
Y'all had on one Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
With three.
That shit is amazing. And then she came back. She's so damn bubbly and happy.
Yeah, man. Cheryl's a real good friend, man.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go down there one Wednesday.
What happened to her talk show she had?
I don't know. You should have asked her that while we was on.
Yeah, I didn't want to take the whole show up.
You could take much time as you want.
She should be back again, though, because Heavy Love stay in contact with all the time more than we know. In quotation marks, more than we know. So Heavy Love, man.
I know Heavy Love. I know him.
Man, y'all wild.
Heavy Love, she probably on the other phone. Heavy Love got down on his other phone in his lap.
No.
He the only one I know catch a fish without a fishing pole.
God.
That's cold, yeah. Man, but it's a beautiful show, man. It was a beautiful show, man. I liked it, man. I salute y'all, too, man. Everything y'all do here, man, on True West Radio, King and Scratch, Heavy Love. Shouts out to Truly, JoJo.
Yeah, man.
Fitty, who else, man? Who else be rocking with us?
Get three, baby! Oh, I'm sorry.
Everybody rock with us, man, on True West, man. Salute to y'all, man. And great show. Another looks like another one. Y'all done put it together, man. We also got my partner for KM Radio. He listening in, too, on the show. So he getting ready for us in that new season with the KM Network. We will be on there, True West Entertainment Radio Show. I think it's going to be 30 minutes to an hour show, and we will have some residuals coming in. And sponsors are on deck, so they always tuning in now that they came on. Yeah, they called me with a report.
These motherfuckers out here shooting fireworks. What the fuck? Motherfuckers is actually out here shooting fireworks. I keep hearing these bangs and shit.
They might shoot choppers, man. Fireworks, what they shooting fireworks for?
Is it still snowing that way?
Huh?
Is it still snowing down there?
Oh, no, it's good right now. But the motherfuckers is shooting fireworks. Oh, because he heard them fireworks. You the one let them out? Oh, okay.
I seen a crazy movie today, man. I don't know if y'all ever seen it. It's called Snake Out of Compton. It's a comedy horror movie. I just seen it on Black Cinema TV.
Never heard of it.
Google it. If you think just say Google it, see. I sit here and watch that. It was funny, man. It was crazy. Where these movies right now, anybody can put a movie together right now. Wait, they not gonna take preference, but everybody put a movie out, you know what I'm saying? And it just go viral, it's gonna get out there.
Yeah.
I seen that.
I'm trying to finish up 2 weeks, so we're gonna start shooting it. But this shit ain't gonna be no bullshit because they got this, this site, Rev Love, you go get Tubi. It's called Tubi. You get Tubi. And then they got this black thing. It's like a where they put these black movies on that people made. Oh, them motherfuckers is so whack, bro. Oh, my
yeah.
God. Hell, I could do a movie. I could do a movie today and have it on Tubi tomorrow.
Yeah, I be watching Tubi a lot.
That's what everybody watching too. But this movie though was on this movie was on Pluto TV. I watched the Pluto. I just watched it before I came on the show. I'm watching it. It was just about
the
snake. And,
all that
it was
the same
about,
shit.
Yeah, it was
all
about
that
snake
shit?
Taking over Compton. It was giant snake took over Compton, eating
oh
up everybody.
God.
And then only way they could get the snake to come, they had to go to the top of the record company and put the turntables up there because the snake was attracted to bait. And they were singing to the snake and charmed it. The snake was biting people. They were turning into snake people. Talking about snake out of Compton. I said, golly. They went from a small snake. Pet snake. It was a blood pet snake. And then it turned something got something. Mama turned to a monster snake. You know what I mean? We eating up everybody in there. We went to the club. Went to the strip club. Eating up the strippers.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Went into the Chinese store. Chinese store man up.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. I don't even want to see that shit.
And it's crazy, man, because they put Tupac in the movie and Biggie in the movie talking to the boy. When he went to sleep, he got knocked out. So when he was knocked out, he went to heaven. He was talking to Tupac and Biggie. Then he was talking to some president of the United States. Can't think of the man. awesome. So they telling him it ain't over. He need to get back up and get on the stage and rap. Save the world from the snake.
Oh, my God. No, I don't even want to see it.
I said, man, I said, why? Oh, it's crazy.
Because if it's whack, if it don't interest me in the first few minutes, and that shit just seem like some whack ass actors, like, oh my God, I don't know what's going on. Well, I think that we have to. No, fuck that. I don't like watching that shit. Oh my God, I'm in the wrong business. 2S Radio, man. We got about a minute and 15 left.
Yeah.
Snake out of Compton. Oh my God.
Well, yeah. Once again, it was a great interview with y'all had with Climax Band. I'm gonna definitely download these songs and put them on and listen to them. Y'all talked about some good throwback songs tonight, Prince and everybody.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go down tomorrow night, man. Y'all make sure you tune in. To us radio, we don't stop. We keep it rolling, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Monday through Friday.
Yes,
right
yes.
Here on the
truth. Oh, boy. Yeah, it's going to get better.
Yeah, yeah.
Go.
2S Radio. Y'all keep true in your prayers, man. She going through it right now. She tough.
Yeah, for sure.
She tough on the truth still.
Yeah, for sure. That's my girl, man. I got to look out for her. 2S. Yes, yes.
Already too well.